In the wake of street demonstrations in Egypt, King Abdullah of Jordan has dismissed his cabinet and appointed a new prime minister with orders to carry out political reforms. Middle East and North Africa expert Nadeem Shahadi from think tank Chatham House says what happens in Egypt has always affected the entire region.
In the days of King Farouk, when the Egyptian elite were Western, trying to make a liberal constitution, the whole region was doing the same thing in Baghdad, in Damascus, in Beirut. When Egypt became socialist, ruled by a military colonel, more Arab nationalist, the whole region looks like this.
However, Shahadi says this will not lead to a domino effect.
This is a slower process, and it didn't start with Tunisia. I think it started with the fall of the statue of Saddam Hussein. The mighty dictators can fall.
The U.S. State Department has ordered all non-emergency government personnel to leave Egypt immediately. In the U.K., the advice from the Foreign Office remains to avoid all but essential travel to Cairo, Alexandria, and Suez. Amir Al-Hinawi is the Egyptian consul in London.
We're in permanent contact with the British government. We've been trying to facilitate any sort of quick travel that they need. But we're open to business, of course, as long as everything remains within peaceful means of expression.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says dialogue and negotiation are key to resolving the situation in Egypt.
There has to be meaningful negotiations with a broad cross-section of the Egyptian people, including opposition groups, that go to answering the very core of the freedoms that people desire.
People from all walks of life have joined the demonstrations. Actor Omar El-Sharif has praised the people for their courage.
My attitude is always I'm with the young people. I'm with the people. The people are always right, in my opinion.
Journalists in Cairo have said the atmosphere in Tahrir Square is festive, with protesters singing and chanting.